Hey everybody, this is Sophie and welcome to episode 103 of the Big Boo Cast. Hazel is right by my side. She is also really happy you're here. On this episode, Melanie and I are going to talk about the royal baby. We're going to continue our discussion about some pop culture things that we loved when we were younger. And Melanie is going to break down a couple of new beauty products that she has tried. Before we get to all that though, I want to talk to you for just a little bit about Easy Kicks. Now, if you have ever dealt with children, you know that they can be tough on their shoes. They grow out of those shoes really quickly, and they want the latest and the greatest shoes. It can be a little bit of a handle if you're a person who provides for those children and you are trying to keep up with all of their shoe needs. Well, with Easy Kicks, kids can wear their shoes as long as they want, and once they are worn out or too small or they just want a new style, you can send back those shoes in a prepaid shipping envelope. And then Easy Kicks will donate those shoes to their nonprofit partners. You can send the shoes back in any condition, dirty, wrecked, full of holes. So the shoes you send back are donated to nonprofit organizations. In great condition, they're sent to foster kids in need. And if they're wrecked, they're recycled through Nike Grind. Each shipment comes in a personalized box with fun stickers and other club features for your kids. And it's only $20 a month per child. There are no limits to how often you can swap for a new pair. And as an official partner of Nike, Easy Kicks releases a new style each week, no catches, no hidden fees, and you can cancel anytime. So if you would like to take a whole new approach to providing shoes for your kids that can keep pace with how quickly they grow and how often they need new shoes, visit easykicks.com/join now to sign up. And use the discount code EASYLISTEN, that's the letter E, the letter Z, and the word LISTEN, at checkout for $5 off your first month in the club. EasyKicks.com/join now to sign up and use the discount code EASYLISTEN at checkout for $5 off your first month in the club. Alrighty, here comes episode 103. Hazel is sleeping, but I think if she were awake, she would say she really hopes you enjoy it. As always, we are really glad you're here. Hey, everybody. This is Sophie. This is Big Mama.
Hey, it's Melanie. It's Big Mama.
I have a little bit of a raspy voice this time. I have a little bit of a bass, low down, deep thing happening. So you're welcome for that.
You're trying out a new voice.
It's my radio voice.
Mm-hmm. It's a cough due to cold voice.
That's right. Listen, I coughed last night. I don't know how I slept because I woke myself up coughing so much. It was ridiculous.
I hate that. I've had as you know, because you've had to live with it with me. But I mean, I've had that cough for a month that won't go away. And it's not totally deep. It's like a very surfacey cough where it's just I guess it's allergies, but it wakes me up in the night. But it's like not enough where I feel like I need to be medicated for it. And it's not like my bronchitis cough. It's just like an annoying, never ending cough.
It's, my mama would say it's drainage. It's all yes. That drainage from the pollen.
It is. And I've even started taking, because years ago I went to a doctor for it and they said part of what it is it's you have acid reflux and it's acting up. But I've even been taking Prilosec to try to help it and nothing. So I don't know what I need to do. I do know what I need to do. I probably need to start taking a Benadryl or a Zyrtec before bed. But if I do that, then I know I'm basically saying that for the next 24 hours, I can't do anything productive because it just knocks me out too much.
You can't operate a motor vehicle at all.
No, I have no business. I would have to Uber everywhere I go, and all I'm going to do is lay on the couch, which not that I'm opposed to that, but I just feel like this is kind of a time of year where there's a lot going on, and I don't need to just be laying on the couch all day.
Well, and this is my dilemma right now, because so I finally broke down and went to the doctor on Friday, just kind of realized, okay, this is not –
this is going to require some medication prescribed by a doctor to get over this.
Yeah.
So I did, and I got a steroid shot, and I got some medicine and all that kind of stuff, which is great. But like I spoke in outside of Atlanta Sunday night. So I had to drive over Sunday afternoon, and I got to the church. No lie. I got to the church. I pulled over into this, like the far side of their parking lot by this gazebo. I leaned my seat back and I went to sleep for about 30 minutes. Like, my medicine makes me drowsy. And I thought, well, this could go south in several different directions. But I'm gonna roll the dice and we'll just see. Maybe hope that it goes okay.
Nothing says I'm about to wow the crowd like I'm taking a nap in my car real quick first.
Yeah. Don't mind me. I'm gonna zone out here for a few minutes. So then when I spoke, I'd been speaking for about 5 minutes, and this has only happened to me one other time at speaking, but I started to cough, and it was that thing where I thought, oh, this is not mm-hmm. a one cough, two cough mm-hmm. situation.
Mm-hmm.
This is a tears are going to roll down my face.
Oh no.
I may not gain my composure. So somebody was very sweet and went and got me some super cold water.
Oh, that's
good. I was able to reel it back in. But all that to say, like, when you do finally make up your mind, okay, well, clearly it's time to treat this. There's a drowsy factor that tends to accompany that.
Yeah.
And as evidenced by the fact that I just took a nap a few minutes ago. Yes. So
yes. I know. It's hard. It's because it's like if you medicate yourself, you're like, am I medicating myself up? Am I medicating myself down? I'm like Judy Garland. Like I'm high, I'm low, I'm up and down. Yeah. I can't. So anyway, I don't know.
But hopefully I'm on the backside of this thing. I just, I finished my Z-Pack today. So
okay.
Hopefully I won't sound quite this melodious for much longer.
Yes. Yes.
This is what happened to me when I wrote Giddy Up Eunice, and I needed to record the audiobook.
Mm-hmm.
And it was this time of year, like when I was supposed to be recording and the pollen had gotten me. Mm-hmm. And so I would call the guy at the studio and I would be like, hey, can I come in and record? I don't think you're quite ready today.
Is this Sharon?
Well, can I try to come tomorrow? Can I come tomorrow? Do you have my ashtray in the sound booth like I like it?
Oh, yeah, exactly. And then he's like, are you going to sing, If I Could Turn Back Time?
If I could find. We had this thing at school last night. We had a worship night. The kids organized, and there was a moment where I heard myself singing, and I got so tickled because it was, I will call upon your name. I mean, I was so low.
It was like Phoebe.
Keep my eyes smelly above cat. The waves.
Oh, smelly cat.
I was way down there. Oh, so
golly.
Anyway.
The allergies.
Okay. So since we last talked, there's a new royal baby.
There's a new royal baby. He still doesn't have a name. Didn't the other ones have a name by now? We're like 24 hours post labor.
Pardon?
Post, yeah. Post whatever.
I feel like they did have a name at this point. I don't know.
Yeah, I think that they're having a battle because here's what I'm speculating. I think William came in and said, hey, I think we need to go with Arthur. And I think she was like, no, that's a deal breaker. I think you can't go with Arthur. I mean, here's the thing. You've got to know you're not going to get like Alex if you've had a prince. You know what I mean? Like, I'm just saying you're not going to get a nice, normal name.
Right.
You're going to have Prince Max necessarily.
Right.
You're probably not even Prince Jeffrey. So your best hope is, but I would think to me, if I were her now, I will say, even though the crown has really turned me off on him, I would be gunning for Philip.
I was going to say, I would go with Philip all day long.
Yeah.
I would for sure go with Philip, but I like how you feel very certain that there's a battle over a name.
Yeah.
Because I've started to notice, like, I get very tickled when I'm listening to the news in the afternoons or we're in the car and somebody says, well, clearly or absolutely or certainly, like there's a lot of adverbs in there about mm-hmm. stuff that we don't know. You know what I mean?
No.
Right. But I appreciate that we're going to approach the issue of the unnamed royal baby and say, well, here's what happened, y'all.
Here's what happened. I think the whole family's weighing in. I think they keep trying to test out different names. They're kind of seeing like what they think. And they're taking votes. Maybe the Middletons are getting to weigh in. They're seeing what the queen thinks. I don't know. I don't know what's happening. So.
Well, we texted about this briefly last night, but I have to come back to it. First of all, when the kids arrived at the hospital, and don't think I didn't have the live feed of that up on my computer.
I wouldn't even.
For a significant portion of the day.
I wouldn't know either one of us if we were not watching the live feed of that. Mm-hmm. That was my whole day yesterday.
So I thought it was so sweet when William got Charlotte out of the car and then she turned and just had that sweet little wave. Yeah. I could have just. Listen, darling.
She's made to be a princess. I mean, she has got that wiped out. Mm-hmm. George didn't really have time for that nonsense. He was there on business. You know what I mean? He was still in his school uniform. So I think maybe like he was like, I've got to get back to coloring at school. So this is just a brief stop to see this new kid. And then I need to go back in. Mm-hmm. Charlotte, I think I like her because I felt like she was there for the party. She was
charming.
She was happy to wave darling. To all the lovely people. And you think that's very poised for that age. Because, I mean, you could be dragging. I mean, there is a scenario where you could be dragging somebody kicking and screaming out of a car when they're that age.
There are a lot of scenarios where you could be dragging somebody kicking and screaming out of a car at that age. Mm-hmm. And then even right before they walked in the doors of the hospital, she turned around and she gave it one more gave it one more little bye-bye.
I feel like maybe the queen has been working with her personally. Like maybe.
It was impressive.
She was very poised. She was very poised. So, she's got it together.
Okay. So I need your thoughts and we've talked a little about this, but I need your thoughts on mm-hmm. Kate when they came outside with the, as of now, unnamed baby.
Prince Pumpkin.
I had several thoughts, but I'm interested in.
Well, I believe
yours.
That we talked about this after she had Charlotte, and maybe even after she had George. I have a philosophy that you're not going to convince me otherwise. That there is a tunnel that goes from like Buckingham Palace or wherever they live, whatever, wherever they happen to be, that goes from their residence to the hospital, and that she had that baby a week ago.
You know, that's what I think.
I think she had that baby a week ago.
No, 100%. That is
because here's the thing, like Gully said at lunch today, unless they're blowing her out and stitching her up all at the same time, how is that even possible? Like, there's just a lot involved after you have a baby.
And like, I mean, I thought, is she doing natural childbirth? Because you do bounce back faster after natural childbirth.
Yes.
Like,
yes.
Is she doing natural? Is that something that's happening? Have they given her a lot of shots and so that she's able to move that effortlessly?
Yeah.
I tend to think she's at least 2 or 3 days removed from childbirth.
I mean, I think
when we see her,
because here's the thing. I think you could blow out somebody's hair and you can do makeup and you could make them look. But I'm going to tell you what to me the telltale is.
I know where you're going with this because I will already say I agree with you.
Her ankles do not look like a woman who is 7 hours postpartum. I mean, I kept looking at them because I was like, are her ankles abnormal thin normally? And that's why they just look like a normal person's ankle like right now. But I'm like, there's no way. I mean, those things are retaining no water.
No.
There's no fluid.
And she's got them in pumps. Like she's not just in like some house shoes. I mean, I have said before, my feet after I had Alex were like two shoeboxes attached to my legs. They were. I mean, I thought I will never in my whole life have ankles again, ever.
Mm-mm. I mean, she was wearing hose. I mean, she had on hose. And so then just the mesh underwear situation with those hose. I mean, how do you hoist all that up and then... Or do you just, is this part of it? And you know, like if you're going to be the future, you know, queen or whatever, if you know that you're married to the king, do you just know like, look, I got to hold this sucker together for 5 minutes and then I can be in my sweatpants with a team of nannies and nurses and whoever to help me through. Like I can be eating like ice cream in my sweats if I can just hold it together for 5 minutes to walk out and wave and then to get in the car and leave.
That's possible.
Is that it? I mean...
It could be, but I started to think yesterday, and I did not go back and look, like, when were all these children born? Are we making, are they making their debut at on the steps of the hospital at about the same time? And if so, I'm going to use that as confirmation of our theory that she's not, that like, they've just got a time that's best for everybody if they introduce the baby, but she's having that baby beforehand.
Yeah.
Significantly beforehand.
That's what I think. I think there's no other way about it. Because, I mean, here's the thing. She's fit. She's in shape. But how old is she now? Yeah. Like 33, 34?
I think she's 34, 35.
Yeah. So, I mean, I just, and by your third baby, I don't know. I think she had that baby a week ago is what I think. So that's my belief. And then I think they get her all done up. I loved her red dress. Like I thought that I loved the bright color. Like I really liked, I preferred mm-hmm. that to the yellow dress she wore after she had Charlotte. I felt like the lace collar felt unfortunate to me.
Yeah. Yeah. Now I did see, did you see the pictures like where it had her side by side with Diana's picture from where she had Harry?
Yes.
And
yes.
She had on the red seat. So I felt like there was a little bit of a throwback there. I just felt like the lace collar was a little, it was not even retro to me. It was just a little dowdy.
Yes. It reminded me of those, remember those lace collars that we used to have in high school and college that you would button into things? Remember?
I certainly do. Mm-hmm, yes, I do. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
It reminded me, but here's the thing. I can't criticize a woman who has on any kind of anything that's basically not pajamas 7 hours, or even, I mean, even if it was 2 weeks and 7 hours after she gave birth, that was still more dressed up or clothed than I was for the first 6 months of Caroline's life.
Listen, I remember after Alex was born, and this was probably a couple of weeks, I put on my maternity khaki pants and one of David's Oxford shirts from Abercrombie and Fitch. And I put some makeup on and I rolled my hair.
Yeah.
And I ran some errands. And I mean, like, I thought, because you're so used to feeling so
yes.
terrible. I mean, like, I was walking around in those maternity khaki pants and my husband's Oxford shirt thinking, I don't look bad. I do not look bad.
I have got it going on.
Just a hair shot of that SNL skit where Amy Poehler is pregnant in the bar.
Yes.
You know, like yes. I was just a hair shot, just taking my postpartum belly and just shimmying mm-hmm. somewhere. I mean, I was so, yeah. So I certainly, anybody who has hose on anywhere remotely connected to a birth.
Yeah.
A birth date.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to be impressed by that. I'm going to give some points for that.
Yeah. Yeah. I agree. There's a picture of me somewhere. See, now I feel like I need to find it because I had Caroline August 3rd and then I turned 33 2 weeks later.
Is this where you put the Gully's dress on?
No. Well, no, that was 5 weeks later.
Okay. Okay.
And okay. I do have that picture too. But okay. It was my 30, I guess, was it my 32nd? No, it was my 33rd birthday, I think, right after she was born. And I thought that I looked good. Same deal. Like I put on the kind of some maternity capri pants that I had worn with like a, you know, and I put on a little bit of makeup and I kind of twisted my hair up because I didn't even try to blow dry my hair. But at the time I thought, I think I look pretty good. And I look back at that picture and I'm like, well, that's the saddest person I've ever seen. Wow. Like, that was...
You really don't get to give yourself too much grief in this situation because you gained like 2 pounds when you were pregnant. So
it was more than that.
You gained 4.5 pounds when you were pregnant.
I did.
You're like Martha. Martha gained 7 pounds when she was pregnant because she said all she ate was cake.
Oh my gosh.
So I think she gained 7 with Scott. And maybe she gained like 9 with David.
That is crazy. That is crazy. Mm-hmm. Oh my gosh. Mm-hmm. Well, I don't know.
But you weren't too far ahead of Martha. You were reasonably far ahead of Martha.
I think I gained, if memory serves, I think I gained like 18 or 19 pounds.
No. I will tell you, you look better 9 months pregnant. Than I did a year before I even got pregnant, is what I'm going to tell you.
But here's what I think it was. Number one, Caroline was a tiny baby. She was only 5.5 pounds. She was little. And we were remodeling a house at the time. So I think I was so stressed out. Like, looking back, I think I was just super stressed out. And I quit drinking. Here's the other thing, too. Because I couldn't drink Cokes and I couldn't drink wine, I significantly cut back my caloric intake.
Okay.
While I was pregnant. Compared to what I was used to, because that's back when I used to drink real Coke. So I mean, like, several a day, and I couldn't.
All I'm saying is you must have not been as fond of cheese fries as I was.
Golly. I know. Well, I mean, good for Kate, but I'm just saying that it's not human. It's not human how good she looks. So, and I mean, I would assume that Meghan Markle's going to have the same deal going on when she has babies, you know, that
she's
looking perfect. I mean, I just think that's it, because they're not going to show you come out. Because did you see, I did get tickled. Did you see the picture of the couple who also had their baby in the hospital? Yes. And they came out to all the press? And I thought, now see, that woman looked more like a new mom looks.
Yeah, with her t-shirt on. She did.
She had her t-shirt on, and she thought, well, this is unfortunate timing.
Yeah. I was really not counting on like 100 men with cameras across the street.
No, I didn't know I was going to make the national and worldwide news as I walked out on the steps of the Lindo ward after I've had my baby.
Okay, I'm going to have to let Hazel out of this room because she's whimpering at me. So let me open the door real quick. Kate, by the way, is 36 years old.
Okay, 36. So see, that's, I mean,
she wants me to snuggle with her, but I cannot because I'm recording a podcast.
I've got mine on either side of me right now. No, the thing about Kate, though, what I was going to say, 36 is considered advanced maternal age.
True.
Now.
But you would not know it to look at her.
No, she looks like $1 million. So she had it all. The hair was shiny, the whole thing.
So after the last podcast, when I relayed the news of Hazel's partially torn ACL.
Yes.
I have been shocked by the number of people who have messaged me or emailed me to let them know about their own dogs and their ACL surgery.
Well, it's an epidemic. Who knew?
I had no idea. Now, I wouldn't say it's not been hundreds of people, but it's probably been at least 20 people have emailed me to let me know about their dogs. And apparently, according to the people who have contacted me, that if you have trouble with one knee as a dog, there are very high odds that you will have trouble with your other knee as well. And also, apparently, you can buy a brace for your dog's knee on Amazon.
Well, that's good to know. So are you going to get her a brace?
We may have to, because I'm going to tell you, keeping her contained is difficult. And so Alex has done a great job in terms of not overexerting her on walks and that kind of stuff. But like Saturday, I can't remember where we were. Alex and I had gone somewhere. David was here by himself and the doorbell rang. And it was some people who were kind of moving from house to house with a religious organization. And she just, like he said, he thought, She lost her mind. And so when she starts doing that, like you can't calm her down. All you can do is try to get her into a room. So anyway, I don't know.
Oh, I'm just as sorry. It's funny how I've taken on Hazel's, because Caroline has one of the girls on her club soccer team. I noticed her parents had put like on Facebook, we had missed the last game, but they had said, oh, you know, she's going to be out for several weeks or whatever. So I was talking to the dad at the game on, and I said, now what happened? And he said, well, she's got a partially torn, we've got to get the MRI, but she has a partially torn ACL. And I was about to tell him, I just heard of somebody else that has that. And then I realized, well, that would be Sophie's dog Hazel. And he probably doesn't want to my friend's dog that has a partially torn ACL in light of his daughter having, but I really took on Hazel's ailments and have felt for her.
Now, did he say with a human, do humans get to just rest and try and hope it gets better? Or if it's partially torn for a human, do they need surgery?
No, it kind of depends. I think if that's all that's going on, then breast may help it and she may not have to have surgery. But she's going for an MRI because they think that there could be multiple things going on. So they're not sure that that's all that's. So until she has her MRI, they don't know for sure. This is just all what they suspect. But I do know this, like I think a partially torn ACL, because you still have blood flow to that. So sometimes it can heal itself. Whereas like a meniscus, I know this from Perry, a meniscus will not heal itself because you don't have a lot of blood flow there.
Okay. Thank you, Dr. Shankle.
Well, that's going to always warrant surgery.
Okay.
That's just what I'm saying. So just hope that it's not her meniscus.
Well, they said it was her ACL. So hopefully, you know, I mean, this has just been a week, so it could get better, but today's been a good day for her. But, it's Hazel. Hey, everybody, this is Sophie. I'm by myself in the middle of the podcast because I have the most exciting news. I don't know if you know this about Melanie and me, but we get a little enthusiastic about a really good new beauty product or lifestyle product. We are all about anything that comes along that might encourage us or strengthen us in that regard. And that is why I'm so delighted today to talk to you about FabFitFun. It's a seasonal subscription box that has full size beauty, fitness, fashion, and lifestyle products. Their spring editor's box that Melanie and I both recently received, y'all, it's incredible. It has products like a Free People eye mask. It has beauty products, a full size Kate Somerville product that's called Exfolicate. It has two Tarte lip glosses. And that's really just the beginning of it. There is the most adorable clutch that I will use so frequently over the course of the spring and summer. You may have even seen FabFitFun on your social media channels. There are a lot of celebrities who enjoy these products. People like Bethany Frankel and Martina McBride, Aisha Curry, so many more. And when you get your FabFitFun box in the mail, it feels like Christmas, really, four times a year. So if you would like to treat yourself once a season, here's how you do that. You go to FabFitFun.com and you use the code BIGBOO. Now, the regular price for all this goodness is just $49.99, even though the things that you get in the box retail for over $200. But you can get your first box for even less than that, because if you use the promo code BIGBOO, when you check out, you'll get $10 off that first box, which means it will only be $39.99. So that's FabFitFun.com. Use the promo code BIGBOO and treat yourself this spring. Melanie and I loved the stuff in this spring's editor's box, and we know that you will too. Okay, so the other thing is, after the last podcast, I feel like I've been several places, including Atlanta, where people have shared our moonlighting enthusiasm.
I think it was a universally loved show for people that mm-hmm. are around our age, don't you think?
I mean, clearly. I don't talk about it a lot. I don't share that part of my life mm-hmm. with people a lot.
No.
But I will say, like, I have been encouraged, and low, I have even been touched, I would say, by the number of people who have mentioned that they too enjoyed that show and loved Maddie and David.
Yeah, I just think it was such a good show and it was so well done. I think the difference is though too, because I was even thinking, like, I remember moments of it, but it wasn't necessarily, I think you have shows like Friends or Seinfeld or whatever that are like quotable shows. You know what I mean?
Yes.
So even though it's been 20 years, there's like quotes or moments or things that you remember. But I think Moonlighting, number one, because that's been 35 years ago. So, I mean, I wrote on my blog, I couldn't remember how to turn on my coffee pot Sunday morning. So it stands to reason that I don't remember lines from a show I watched. But it also wasn't, it was more of a drama type show. I don't feel like it had as many likes. So people don't quote Moonlighting, I don't feel like.
No. But I did get back into some of my old favorite scenes after our discussion last week. Mm-hmm. I got on the YouTube and dug up some of the stuff that I used to love to watch. So it was more like moments, not quotables, but there were these moments that were so good.
Yeah. That's what I think of, is like just different moments that I remember. So it was such a good
show.
Did
you think of anything else after we talked? Like any other pivotal formative moments, pop culture wise? Anything pop into your brain? Because we didn't get to your fifth one last week.
Oh, we didn't? What would my fifth one be? I thought it was Friends. Was that my fourth one?
Was it? I thought for some reason, I thought we only got four of yours. Okay, you had Happy Days, Moonlighting, Little House on the Prairie, and Friends.
Oh, okay. Well, if I had to pick a fifth one, I don't know that I had a fifth one, but I would think Friday Night Lights.
Yeah.
Would be, that's and kind of an early Grey's Anatomy. I feel like those are two shows that I remember just loving in that moment. But to me, Grey's Anatomy jumped the shark years ago. I quit watching it. But I love Friday Night Lights, as you know, is my very favorite, which somebody messaged me. You know, they took it off Netflix, but now they've put it on Amazon Prime.
I think somebody messaged us both to tell us that, which is good to know. I always like to know where I can find it. Now, when I was at the doctor Friday, the doctor walked in, or it was the nurse practitioner walked in, and she had on her white coat, and it said down on the pocket, it said Grey's Anatomy.
Oh.
And I said, is that a Grey's Anatomy coat? And she said, it is. It's the most comfortable line of medical stuff. Like, it's better than anything else. And I said, there's a whole line of Grey's Anatomy, like scrubs and stuff. And she said, yes, they're fantastic.
Oh, well, who knew? I had no idea.
I didn't either.
Huh. Okay. Well, I don't need any scrubs, but if I did, I would certainly look into the Grey's Anatomy line. Okay.
I thought of a movie that I didn't mention last week. I loved Waiting for Guffman a whole lot.
Yes.
That was more my 20s. That was not necessarily when I was young, or super young, but I loved it so much.
Yeah, that's a good one. And I feel like all of those, like to me, Best in Show was like, that was one of my favorites and still is one of my favorites that I'll watch. I'm trying to think of like movies in that. I mean, I remember Father of the Bride. I loved the original Father of the Bride. I mean, that was, because you think that was when we were in, what, college, right? Or high school?
I can't remember.
Or late high
school. I remember going to see it. I don't remember.
Yeah. Old enough that we could kind of fantasize and dream about our own wedding, you know? So I loved that movie. And then I think all the John Hughes movies, the Pretty in Pinks, I feel like those are the Pretty in Pinks, the Breakfast Clubs, 16 Candles were all pretty pivotal.
Oh, I love them so much. Mm-hmm. I've got Alex across the hall from me.
Yes.
Apparently playing Fortnite right now because every once in a while I hear a ha 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 like a, I can't concentrate. So I'm going to have to get up and shut my door. I'm so sorry, but I can't hear.
That's okay.
So you know that like the Captain America Infinity War movie comes out this weekend, right?
I was not aware of that. No,
is that even what it's called? Let me look and see.
Is it another Avengers movie?
Oh, Avengers Infinity War, not Captain America. I'm so sorry.
Okay.
So David and Alex both are so excited about it because they love all the Marvel stuff.
Yes.
And so David has decided this week that he is going to, or he actually decided this weekend that he was going to watch everything leading up to it, which is why right now he's in our bedroom watching one of these movies. I don't know who these people are.
No.
I don't know how they all fit together, but he's got it cranked up and it's so loud. I feel like I'm sitting adjacent to like an actual movie theater. I feel like I'm at the car mic and I'm sitting outside where they're playing the latest blockbuster. It's so loud.
I feel like, here's the thing. I feel like all those movies, I'm like, it feels like every movie that comes out right now is a Marvel movie. They're all,
I know.
Like everything's about a superhero, like every single movie. And I'm like, what happened to, speaking of, I want a good romantic comedy. What happened to those? When did we decide those were marketable?
You're not gonna get it.
I know. When did we decide? I mean, I feel like the best I can hope for now is to hope that one of the Marvel characters falls in love with another Marvel character. And that's the closest I'm going to get.
I know. I think it's because they make so much money.
I mean.
And a romantic comedy is not going to make so much money. That's why, like, when The Post came out, I was like, I'm going to see that at the theater. I'm going to support a movie like that at the theater.
Yes.
And so they will make more movies like that.
I know. That's now.
I don't know.
I will tell you a movie that I saw the previews for. I saw the first sneak peek for that I'm really excited about, and it doesn't come out till August, but it could be what we have all been hoping for, is Crazy Rich Asians.
Okay. So you told me about that book a couple of years ago.
I love those books. Let me say this. I love the first book. The second and the third one are okay. Nothing lives up to the first one. But I will say, based on the previews, here's what it has that I love. You have a love story. You have, because they are, in fact, crazy rich Asians, the set and the clothes are going to be incredible, I have no doubt. It's a love story. So I'm holding out a lot of hope for that. Like, that's one. It's been a long time since, like, there's been a movie that I'm like, oh my gosh, I can't wait to go see that. I'll go see it the first night it's in the theater. And that's how I feel right now about Crazy Rich Asians.
Well, I'm going to put that on my radar then. I've still not read the book. I see it on my Kindle all the time when I, you know, like, and I always think the next time I go to the beach, I'm going to read this book, and I never do. And I need to read it.
It's a perfect beach read. I mean, it's real, it's campy and it's fun, but it's totally worth reading, and it's good. And it's kind of interesting because I will say it does tell you about, because the author, I can't think of his name right now. Kevin Kwan, I think. The author actually kind of grew up in that world. And so it really is, it opens your eyes to, you're like, well, this is a whole world that I didn't even know existed. Like, this kind of wealth, and like, it's just real, I don't know, it's just fun. So it's fun and lighthearted, and there are no superheroes to be found.
Well, maybe somebody will make a romantic comedy at some point, but I feel like all the romantic comedy kind of stuff in the world has gotten relegated to young adult fiction books and the movies that are made from those books.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, it's not a grown-up genre anymore. No, I don't feel like.
And that's a shame, because I enjoyed that. And I just wish there were more movies. Where are the Sweet Home Alabamas? I don't know. Where have they gone?
I don't know. Nobody's making them though. And maybe we'll circle back around to them. Maybe we'll run out of superheroes at some point, and we'll make actually movies with people who meet cute and fall in love.
That's what we need. And in the meantime, we just have to look forward to Harry and Meghan's wedding. That's a real life romantic comedy.
I mean, and that is not far at all.
It's right around the corner. It is right around the corner.
So do you have any plans?
No, I really don't. I'm real sad that I don't, but it's such a busy time of year. You know what I mean? Like, I don't have any plans as of now. Do you?
No, because that's our graduation weekend. And so I'm speaking at a luncheon that afternoon. Mm-hmm. Like, the wedding will be over, but so now, like, I'm it's same deal. It's such a busy time. I feel like I'm sort of, I don't know. Somebody said that we could do Instagram stories live at the same time.
Okay.
Like you and I could be on one at the same time, which I know would be your dream come true.
You know, I feel like that would be
an Instagram live video. I feel like would really, at a busy time of year, I feel like it would be just the balm and escape that you crave. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it would be. Well, and I'm telling you that now what it looks like I'm going to be doing that weekend tentatively is I'm going to be at a soccer tournament in College Station. So,
okay.
So I may be recording the wedding to then watch Monday morning by myself.
Well, it's not ideal is what I'll say. It's not ideal, but
it's not.
It'll get you through.
Yeah, but I don't feel like Caroline's soccer coach would really understand if I said she can't play in this tournament because, anyway, we have a wedding to attend. And by the way, it's not anybody we actually know. But do you know that it came out today that they said that it's a possibility that that Elton John, Ed Sheeran, and or the Spice Girls could be performing at the wedding? No, that's
Stop
a true
it.
Story. That is a true story. It has been reported that Ed Sheeran was asked to perform a few songs. I'm really hoping for their sake and yours that he doesn't sing When Your Legs Don't Work like they used to before.
It could quite possibly ruin the whole thing for me.
I mean, I'm just saying. I don't know. So
I really think when he gets about 10 years older, he's going to look back on that and he's going to go, I wouldn't say that like that now. I wouldn't.
When your legs don't work like they used to before. No, not so much. Because I feel like you could even be like maybe when your eyes don't work. Because I feel like Perry and I now, I feel like really one of the best things we do in our marriage is that we just interchange all our reading glasses that we have all over the house. So maybe.
And how about let's just say it a different way. Like when you need to hold my arm.
Yes.
To walk down the hall. Like let's sing that. That's a sweet, that there's some tenderness to that. But there's something that when you're about, and I'm so sorry. I know this is probably like the fifth podcast where I have mentioned this, but I feel like there's something about when your legs don't work like they used to before. It's very clinical. It's like he's taken her to a doctor. Like it's somebody's taking somebody to a doctor's appointment and they said, well, your legs don't work like they used to before.
Too bad.
Well, I did not know that. So good for them. I'm very curious to see her dress. I'm very, I don't know. I think I can't wait to see the whole thing. I think it'll be beautiful.
Yeah. You know, it's going to be gorgeous. I can't wait. I can't wait to see what everybody wears. I mean, Kate will be back down to a size 2 by then because she's got, you know, 2.5 weeks to get there, 3 weeks.
So. I mean, at that point, really, she'll be the smallest she's ever been.
Yeah. She'll be perfect.
Okay. What else is going on? Anything new? Anything happening? Anything revolutionary in your life?
I don't really have anything revolutionary. Now, I did buy a lipstick that I really am enjoying. It's Revlon. I got it at the grocery store. It's Revlon. I was looking for a, I'm about to be real, Martha. I was looking for a red, but not a red. Like not a bold red, just a right. red, like a
not
shade
a,
of red.
Not a reddy red, not an orangey red, kind of a bluey red.
Just a bluey red, just a subtle red is what I needed for summer. But I really like, and I'm going to go back and get some other colors, but it's Revlon and it's Color Stay Ultimate Suede Lipstick.
Okay. Does it have any sort of smell and or flavor?
It does not. It is very neutral and it is billed as instant moisture all day color, which is why I bought it. But I also like that it comes in a tube that it's more like a lip glossy, you know, it's not like a traditional lipstick tube. It's a little more, so it's easier to apply is what I'm trying to say. Where you're not, you know, cause I feel like sometimes when it's the full, like the old fashioned lipstick tube, that's really hard to do without a mirror. Whereas this is one that I feel like you could put on and have some success, even if you're just doing it in your car before you go in and you don't have a good mirror to use.
So what color did you get?
I don't know. I'm trying to look for what color I got. I got obviously a red. I'm going to have to look and see if I can find it. So here's what I bought. I got that. Oh, hold on. I'm about to tell you. I'm looking to make sure that I'm telling you right. I got Boho Chic.
Okay.
Which, if anything, really
Boho and Chic. So it's very
chic. Yeah. And it's kind of just a muted red. And they have deeper reds, but I just felt like it was a good red for summer because I don't want a heavy lipstick. I just want, you know what I mean? You don't want something that looks too dark, but it was just a good
coverage.
Yes. But they have a lot of different colors in the pink and the brown and the red family. It's available in 20 shades is what I'm actually seeing here.
Okay.
So it's got shea butter and aloe in it. So it's moisturizing. I like it. So I got that. And what else did I, now I went on a little tear because, Jamie Ivey, I believe, had posted on Instagram last week about her hair. She'd had a really good blowout. And then Jamie Golden had posted about what she used on her hair, which I probably had known before, but it just caught me in a weak moment. So I have also ordered 2 new hair products on the recommendation of Jamie Golden.
Please, please, please share, because I actually sent Jamie a message after that and said, essentially, this is a lot. This is a, I don't know. I didn't know that there was anything that, I don't even know what Grab is. So explain, please.
Yes. Grab is, well, I would assume, I haven't met Jamie Golden in person yet, but I can confirm this after.
Just you wait, sister.
I know. Well, that's, I can't, here's the thing. I'm going to confirm this May 5th when I meet her, and I'm sure this won't be weird at all if I touch her hair. But I'm assuming that she is kind of similar to me and that she has a lot of hair, but maybe it's fine.
I, I don't know. I don't know if Jimmy's hair is fine or not. She has a lot of hair.
Okay.
It's gorgeous.
Okay.
Gorgeous.
Well, so I don't know if it's maybe more fine, because I know mine, it's that's why it does it better when it's a little dirtier, because when I first, the first day shower blowout, all that, it doesn't hold its curl as well. But then the second day hair, because it's already got some product in it. So I think essentially what this is, because I have now ordered it, and I used it this morning, is it's Amika, I'm assuming it's how you say it, Bombshell Blowout Spray. And it just gives a little bit of grit and texture to your hair so that you get kind of that second day hair on the first day.
Okay.
What I'm saying.
And so did you like it? Did you like it when you used it?
I did like it. Now, I feel like, in full disclosure, I feel like I deep conditioned my hair because, well, I will tell you, I used the conditioning mask that I got in my FabFitFun box.
Yes.
That I loved. And so my hair was already super soft and I let it dry by itself. And so I was trying to just, so I don't feel like it really, I did like it, but I feel like I won't be able to give full results until I do a full blowout. But I'm also, I was waiting because what I also ordered was, I don't know if I'm going to say this right, what's on Jamie's recommendation was the Aquage
okay.
Uplifting Foam. Which I'm assuming is kind of like a moussey type something, but it just came in today. So I have not had
that was just very exciting.
I know. Well, it's up to the minute news about my hair. But this, it just came in today. And I'm really trying to only wash my hair twice a week right now. Okay. And so I washed it last night. And so I feel like I'm gonna have to wait a couple of days to use the Aquage Uplifting Foam and then do like a full blowout and the whole deal and then the blowout spray and then I can report back.
Okay, I'm going to tell you something. This relates to our discussion that is fascinating to me about Jamie Golden.
Okay, I can't wait.
There's so much about Jamie that's fascinating to me, but this is especially fascinating because this past weekend was Sephora had their 15% off sale for their VIB customers
yes,
or whatever.
Yes.
There were four different people. So I texted Jamie before I went and said, okay, I'm headed to Sephora because it's like I need her to tell me what to get. And she'd just done a series of Instagram stories about like this is a good buy. This was this price, but it's worth this price. And then with your discount, she breaks that all down.
Yeah.
So she's lightning quick with prices. I mean lightning quick with prices in terms of knowing like what's worth it. So I texted her to ask her a couple of questions about some things she had mentioned before I went into Sephora. And, but she always remembers the whole name of a product. Like, for example, I use that It CC cream.
Yes.
I have no idea what the name of that product is.
I agree.
Like, if it's like It CC cream, she's alive. Like, I don't know what it's called. I don't know what it's, I don't know what color I use. I don't know anything about it other than it and it's CC cream. Like everything for me is just manufacturer product. So I can tell you that I use a Root Lift by, I don't even know the name of it, but I buy it at the place where I get my haircut. Jamie knows the full given Christian name of every product she uses. And it is almost overwhelming to me because it's such a high level of detail and recall that she has.
I agree. Well, and I'll tell you what fascinates is I felt like I was somebody who has tried a lot of products until I discovered Jamie Golden and her Instagram stories. And I'm like, it's the tip of the iceberg. Like I'm just barely scratching the surface of what all is out there. And some of that is because I don't, in any given week, I mean, I may only put on makeup one time all week long. I mean, I just am not a big, I mean, just because if I'm sitting around the house, I'm not one, I'm going to put on my sunscreen and maybe I'm going to curl my eyelashes and that's all I'm going to do. So I just don't, and so maybe if I were putting on makeup every single day and I don't, I mean, where do I go at night? I drive to soccer practice. There again, not putting on makeup.
Well, here's what I need in my life. I need for you and Jamie, when y'all are in Dallas, I need for y'all to go to a Sephora together.
That would be a dream.
And I need for somebody to video it.
Yeah. I'm almost scared to do it because I can't even, you know how powerless I am to resist anything. And I would walk out of there hundreds of dollars poorer.
I was going to say $500 minimum.
Minimum.
$500 minimum.
And I would wake up the next day just full of regret. I mean, probably with my skin never looking better, but full of regret. It would be like a beauty hangover of like, what did I just do? Like, what did I just do?
Here's what I'm going to tell you. The first time Jamie did like a lengthy Instagram story about Sephora and how she shops at Sephora and the way she knows how many samples you can get from each section and all that kind of stuff. I mean, I'm a person who need, like, if I need lipstick, I'll go buy lipstick. If I need concealer, I'll go buy concealer. I'm not necessarily a person who tries a lot of different things. Usually only after you tell me to.
Yeah. Yeah. And that's, I mean, I'll branch out and try some new stuff based on, but usually it's something that I've heard either from a blogger or somebody has recommended it. And so it has intrigued me. You know what I mean?
Right. But I spent $200 in Sephora after Jamie's first round of Instagram stories. Yeah. Like, which for me is a whole lot of money to spend in Sephora. But I will say that's when I tried that Sunday Riley. See, I don't know the name of it.
Tide. It's the Tide, because I did buy a small Tidal. Yeah, Tidal. And Tidal. I have been using that and I like it.
And I ordered, I had a $20 Nordstrom note and I ordered a whole full size thing of that. A couple of weeks ago, and I love it, but I only tried it because Jamie had kind of honed in on some of those products in her Instagram stories. But I'm telling you, it's an encyclopedic knowledge the girl has.
Yeah.
Of beauty products. I mean, it's something else.
Well, and it's really the best of all worlds, because I think the reason I don't try products is because I'm skeptical when I go in Sephora, because I feel like they're just trying to push an agenda on me. Like, what's our, because I feel like that happened to me one time where I was like, clearly y'all are trying to push this makeup HD forever. And so you keep trying to convince me that this is what I want, but it is not what I want. And so I feel like to have a guide to say, hey, try this. And I mean, Jamie Golden and I have very different coloring, but it's like, I feel like you can kind of go, okay, but this product in a different color might be the right thing for me, you know?
Yeah.
So now I will tell you the other thing that I have bought, and I nearly forgot to mention this, and that would have been a massive oversight on my point, on my part. I bought this, and I can't remember where I heard about it, but it's Charlotte Tilbury, which you can buy at Nordstrom. I think they also have it at Sephora. It's Charlotte Tilbury, and I've been hearing a lot of good things about hers, but it is called, it's Unisex Healthy Glow Hydrating Tint. So it,
I'm sorry,
it will give you what the kids call a glow up, is what I'm telling you. It's unisex. So guys, listen, Perry Shankle would never use it in his whole entire life unless I like pinned him down and put it on his face. But I guess technically guys could use it. But when you put it in your hand, it's a moisturizer and it is tinted, but it's gray. When you put it in your hand, it's gray. And then you put it on your face and then somehow it adjusts to just the right glow to whatever your skin tone is. So it's kind of like a bronzer, but it looks very natural. Like just a nice tinted, it just gives you like a nice, like healthy glow. It kind of just...
How are you wearing it? Is this on top of your rosehip oil moisturizing? Is this in place of something? Is this like a CC cream? What are we doing?
Here's my regimen right now. I put on my rosehip oil. I splash my face with water. I put on my rosehip oil in the morning. I let it sink in while I'm doing whatever with my hair or getting dressed or whatever.
You've got to give your rosehip oil sink in time. You've got to give it like 10 minutes to get in there. Otherwise, because a lot of people have messaged me or emailed me and said my makeup is glumpy. It's because you have not given your rosehip oil sufficient absorption time.
Yeah, you've got to let it soak in. You've got to let it soak in. And you want to do minimal rosehip oil. Like in the morning, I'm probably only doing 2 to 3 drops, like just enough for some moisture. Like at nighttime, I'll do some heavy duty rosehip oil because it sinks in all night. So I will do the rosehip oil. I'll let it sit. Now, I have switched. This is another thing I forgot to mention. I have switched from SkinCeuticals tinted sunscreen to Elta MD tinted sunscreen.
Oh, this is, this should have been the first thing you mentioned in this episode.
Here we are 50 minutes in and I'm just.
You've buried the lead, Melanie. You have buried the lead.
I know.
This should have been our breaking news.
I was too caught up in the royal baby. I was too worried about Kate's ankles and what it all means. Okay. The Elta MD, I have to say, I like it better than the SkinCeuticals. And you know, I have been a SkinCeuticals tinted moisturizer loyalist for a long time. Two things
so what
did
what
me
made
in
you
on
switch?
It. Well, two things. One, for whatever reason, this last batch of SkinCeuticals Tinted Moisturizer I ordered, every morning when I put it on my face, I thought it smelled like wet dog.
Okay.
It smelled like, I kept thinking, does this smell like this because I've been petting my dogs, or does it really smell like wet dog? Then Gully and I discussed it at lunch one day, and she said, no, I too have gotten a batch that smells like wet dog. And so it would go away, but I just couldn't get past it. But it's expensive, so I kept using it because I was like, I can't. I mean, now looking back, I probably should have just returned it.
Maybe.
But that didn't really occur to me. So I just kept putting wet dog on my face every morning. But then I saw somewhere that somebody said, my dermatologist has recommended Elta MD tinted sunscreen, which the tint is really what I loved about the SkinCeuticals. So I ordered the Elta MD, which is less expensive than the SkinCeuticals. And it also comes in like a pump bottle. So it's, to me, so much easier to use. And like one, like half a pump really is enough for your face. And it's creamier, like it's not as liquidy. So mm-hmm. it's creamier and it just feels better on my skin. And it's also a really good tint. So I am now switched over to Elta MD.
Okay. Are there different shades of tint, or is it just one shade of tint?
One shade, but it's a universal. It'll work for anybody.
I don't trust it.
It just...
I don't trust it. I don't trust anything that says it'll work for all complexions. I'll look orange. So
because no, I don't think you will. It's thin enough that it works. I'm telling you. Now you could get the untinted, but I don't like a white sunscreen. And that maybe it's real translucent, but I don't know. I like the tinted.
Okay.
But I do like the way it feels better.
Okay, that's exciting.
Yeah, so there you have it, Elta MD. I also have heard about a product, which I have not bought yet, but it's like a supplement that you can take, and I cannot remember the name right now, and I'm not even going to remember it well enough to be able to Google it. But it's basically a supplement that you can take that keeps your skin, it helps your skin not absorb as much of the sun. So it's supposed to also help you with your sun damage.
Is it like a vitamin?
It is like a vitamin. Hold on. I'm going to see if I Google skin supplement. Because supposedly it's supposed to help if you're out in the sun a lot.
Oh, wait. I found a post on Wellness Mama.
What is it?
HelioCare.
HelioCare sun protection pills.
Okay.
Here's what I'm going to tell you. HelioCare is also found in plants. And so doctors began to discover, why don't plants get sunburned the way people do? Well, it's because they have helio something in them. And so they said, what if we took that same shield your skin from the inside out with HelioCare sun protection pills? They're an oral dietary supplement known to provide overall protection against photoaging.
So are you going to, have you ordered it yet?
No, because you can get it at Walgreens. I haven't gone in to get it yet.
Oh,
yeah. It's just over the counter. It's like an over the counter, but it builds your UV tolerance. It strengthens your immune response. It enhances your UV protection. And so my dermatologist said it would be really good to add to my regimen since I sit out at so many soccer games and you can only protect yourself from the sun so much.
Well, I cannot wait. I cannot wait to get about a month into summer and hear how the HelioCare is changing your life. I cannot wait.
I know. It's like the melons that Cindy Crawford always told us about.
Honestly, the enthusiasm that you have for a new product is really like, it is a source of hope in my life.
It's a source of hope in mine.
But listen to what it can do.
Yeah.
Listen. Here's possibility, people. Here's possibility.
Yeah. But your kids can take it. If you're worried about sun, look into HelioCare is what I'm telling you. I have not tried it yet, but you take one a day and it's supposed to help protect your skin from UV rays.
Well, I think that's fantastic.
I know. The whole Schenkel family is about to start taking it. They just don't know it yet.
Okay.
So,
well, that was all very informative. I feel like I learned some things. There's some stuff I want to try.
Well, that's what I'm here for. I mean, I feel like I'm just trying to keep us up on all the latest products. I have laughed because I have had several people email me lately and they have laughed it as they've gone back and listened to past podcasts. It just all the products that I have tried and then all the reasons I come back later and say that wasn't what I was looking for. But,
right.
But
yeah. Ladies and gentlemen, I present you with frankincense.
Yes, and Sheerloom. But
And Sheerloom.
But it speaks to the optimist optimistic nature of my personality that I continue to search.
Yes, absolutely. It's
inspiring. Is that the word you're looking for?
It is. It's inspiring. It's inspiring.
It is. Yeah. So there you have it. Okay. All right. Well, it's been fun, everybody.
I know. We've enjoyed talking with y'all, and we'll be back here hopefully in about a week or so.
Hopefully your voice will be back. Yeah. Hopefully you'll be back to your normal octave by then.
I know. I feel like, would anybody like for me to sing the bass of some old hymn? I'll be glad to do that as we leave.
You could offer that up, but first you need to go take a nap.
I know. Alex has his final home lacrosse game tonight, so that's where we're headed.
Okay. All right. Well, I'm headed to go make dinner and then go drive to soccer practice. So.
Okay. Well, we'll talk to y'all later.
Okay. All right. Bye, everybody.
Bye, everybody.